Okay, so do Gemara Megillah. Hey, Manal. How's it going? Okay. So where are we going here? So Amar Rav. Second top line on Hey, Manal from Megillah. Okay. Megillah Bizmana Koran Osa Afila Biyachid. So if you read the Megillah in its proper time, which means on the 14th, or presumably the 15th, I think, I'm not sure, actually. But I'll say the 14th. Okay. What? Rashi says 15th, he says 14th, I know, but then when he says Shlob is Mana, he talks, says it's the guys who go do it early. So it's not clear where the 15 guys fall in. It's kind of neither, it doesn't fit into either category. So, I didn't either. But okay, because that's their Zman. Their Zman is 14th, the Mekafim, the regular Prazim are 14th, and Mekafim is 15th. So you could say Bizmano means 14th or 15th. But Rashi doesn't say that, he says it's 14th. But let's leave that alone for now. So it says on the 14th, so B'korin Osaf Filo B'yachad. You could read it even B'yachad. Okay, in private. Shalo Bizmano, but Shalo Bizmano, which is, for the time being, the guys who read it early. Okay, that if you're in you read it early, the Yom HaKnisa, right, you guys are familiar with what that is? Right, the guys who, there's no, they come into town on Mondays and Thursdays, so they don't have a minion in their town, so they put them up on Wednesday. So they don't have a minion around there, or like, we gotta read, or whatever. So they come in on Monday to the city, so they do put them on, they read the Megillah on the 12th, let's say. So when they're reading, so then, Shlobizmana Basar, you need 10. Okay, if you're doing Shlobizmana, you need 10. Can't do it without 10. Okay, Rashi. So this is self should keep us busy. This is Rav. So Bizmana Biyudal. Okay. Mitoshi Chova Bobayom, I'll call Yachid Biyachid. Since it's a chova on that day, on every single Yachid, Kor and Osa feel Biyachid. So therefore, you could read it even in private. They call Korimbo because everyone's reading on that day. Ve'ika Persomnes, and there's Persomnes because everyone's doing it. So even though you are doing it privately, there still is Persomnes because everyone's doing it. However, that works exactly. Okay, but hold your mind for a second. Okay, but whatever, that kind of sort of makes sense. Okay. But Shalob is Manik, you go in Kfarim and Magdim and Yom HaKnisa, the villages that read it earlier on the day of the gathering, Monday, Thursday, in Koronos El Basar. Then you need to do it with 10. Deba'ina and Pirsum Nisa, because you need Pirsum Anes. And where's your Pirsum Anes if not for the fact that you read it with 10 people? Okay, what do you guys think about that? So you're saying the first one sounds funny. How does that work? Just because everyone's reading it, so what? But you're not reading it together. You're right. Where? How was I first one? Okay, good. So what about the second one? So why don't you say the same logic in the second one? Look, there are 10 people who are doing it. Why do I have to do it with them? Why don't I just say, look, there are 10 people doing it? And there's Pierce Manes because 10 people.
That's the action now. The action is
in the. Oh, but why can't I do it? But I do it myself. Let's say there's 10 guys from Mike Farr who are in the city. But why do we have to gather together and do it? Why can't we just each do it on our own? And since there are 10 guys doing it, so therefore there's Pierce Manes. Right? Not everyone's doing it, but there are 10 guys. I mean, what's the sheer of everybody? I mean, 10 guys. Is it a minion? Is it a Zibor? So why not just say we're all doing it? Right? Second guy. Second step. No, it's not second guy. Second case. Shalob is Mana. Shalob is Mana. Yeah, it's based on the first case. But I'm saying is why you guys think the second case is fine. It's just the problem is in the first case. I'm saying, given that you buy the first case, that somehow the fact that we don't have to actually be doing it physically together, but as long as we're all doing it, somehow that works. We're Mitzuraf, whatever, however that works, right? So now if you Shalob is Mana, right, Shalob is Mana, he's saying you need to have 10. But it doesn't mean you just need to have 10 guys doing it. You need to have 10 guys together. But let's say they're not together in the same room, but there are 10 guys doing it in private. So why not just say, since there's a chiv on all these 10 guys and they're all doing it privately, this person is. But you say, no, if they're not together physically, then you don't relate it. Oh, so then in the first case also, say, look, it's very nice everybody's doing it, but what does it do with me? I'm not doing it with them, so there's no tzirah. So manushach, does the fact that other people are doing it have anything to do with me and somehow joins together with me? Or it doesn't. Somehow in the first case, when it was mana, I could somehow hook into them. Which is in its own right hard to understand how that works, but somehow it works. So then why doesn't it work also in the second case? Right? I mean, the stronger question is how does it work in the first case, right? But given that it does, then the question is why doesn't it work in the second case? Right?
Yeah,
you were bothered by that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you forgot. Right, but you can't do that until you get the first one, right? I mean, you're right. You can't start trying to think about why it's not okay in the second one until, because it's based upon why doesn't it work just like it works in the first one. So given that we have no idea how it works in the first one, we're not ready to start trying to be a chalik between that and the second one. It's just going to be superficial. Look, and we don't understand the thing in the first place, right? So it's not, in terms of prime, the order of thinking, doesn't seem to be reasonable to try to be a chalik between two cases until we answer the straight out problem that the first case doesn't really seem to make sense, right? So what's the problem in the first case? The first case here, so what you said is, what does it do with me? I'm not doing Pearson. Who cares that there's other people doing Pearson? Everyone. So how does that work, right?
Sounds like it's an individual act.
Sounds like it's an individual act. So look, you could have said it's an individual act, but then what do you have to say? If you would have said it's an individual act, then the kasha is okay. So Shlobisman also is an individual act. Right? In other words, if the mitzvah of Pearson is, if the mitzvah of Megillah has nothing to do with everybody, it's just an individual act that you do read in the Megillah. Nothing to do with Pearson, nothing to do with everybody, just an individual act. So then that's fine on the 14th, it should even be fine on the 12th. Right? LMI, you'll tell me, no, on the 12th it's not good because where's your Pearson? So then the question is, so where's your Pearson on the 14th? So it's not just an individual act, somehow he says, well, since everyone's doing it, so therefore there's Pearson on this. But who cares about everyone? But what does that do with me? I'm not related to everybody. Everyone's everybody, but I'm me. And I don't know, whatever, I'm in the privacy of my own home. So how is there Pearson on this? Because everyone else is doing it? What does that do with me? And how's Pearson exactly fitting into the thing, right? Like, what's the role of Pearson in the mitzvah here? Right? Okay. So, maybe like this. I'll just say the brief form, then I'll explain it. The mitzvah is, the maisa ha-mitzvah is kriya, and the kiyam ha-mitzvah is Pearson. Okay? It's to be a kriya, I guess, shell Pearson, or a kriya which is involved in the effect, the desired effect, the kiyam ha-mitzvah is that involved in Pearson, via kriya. Okay? Via kriya. It doesn't, it's not that it has to be a maisa Pearson. See, that's the way you could think, you could think about it. You have to actually do the action of Pearson. And then your question is, I'm private. I'm not doing a maisa Pearson. There's no way this action is a public action or an action of publicizing. I'm sitting by myself, right? But if you say that it's a din, it's a maisa kriya. Maisa kriya is a Megillah, which has a kiyam that it's involved in Pearson. And the kiyam is that I'm involved in Pearson, but through a maisa kriya. So then he says like this, is that there's such a thing as a Pearson which comes about through the fact that HaKol Korim Bo. Okay, each guy on his own is just doing a private action. But the fact that everybody, today is the 14th, and the Torah, the Rabbanu Machayev, everybody to do it, and everybody's doing it, it's the word on the street, today is the Megillah reading, everyone's doing it. Now, it doesn't mean any one guy is doing it in a public, manifest way, but it's Yaduah, that's what's going on. There's a society, we're all doing it. So there's an effect of Pearson which comes about through the group doing it. And I am one member of this group. In other words, the group is doing Pearson, because the group as a whole is involved in the activity, and that's what the group is doing today. It's not just in our days of day, we're all talking about the Megillah privately, but we all know it, and it's what everyone's doing. Now, I am a member of the group. Like, for instance, we said examples, like I say, moment of silence. Moment of silence is everybody's, the group is doing it, right? The group is everybody in the country, a city, at 12 o'clock, we all have a moment of silence, right? Now, it doesn't mean that you have to be standing around in a big circle with 100 people all doing a moment of silence. Everybody can do it on their own thing. But there's an idea that the group is doing it. And there's an effect. There's an effect produced of a moment of silence in the city. Okay? It doesn't mean that you can actually hear it and whatever, but there's an effect that there's a, it's a public thing. But and each individual is involved in the moment of silence because he is the activity comes about through a million individuals. So each individual is thereby involved in that group activity, right? But is the action that he's doing, you can't say that it's an action of publicizing because the action is really done in private. But there, the it, through my action of kriya, It has a quality of Pearson to it because of the fact that it's one prong of the Pearson which takes place through all the thousand people that are Kalakorim both together. So therefore my action is involved in bringing about the effect of Pearson. Because the effect of Pearson takes place through the mass amount of Maisim which aren't really defined as Maisim Pearson. Maisim, a million Maisim Kriya produces the effect of Pearson. So therefore, my action is bringing about the effect of Pearson. True, in consonance with all the other ones. But in terms of my kiyam, I'm involved in the Pearson, together with everyone else. If no one else does it, then I'm not involved in it. But given that there is Pearson, you'll say, who did that? We'll say, yeah, we all did. So you'll say, so my activity is bringing about Pearson. Okay? So Jonah's bothered by how is it public. Bottom line is, if everyone lights menorahs in their basement, how is that Pearson? So the answer is first of all, it is, halachically it is. If it's Shas Sakana and it's dangerous and you can't light candles by your window, then halacha says that you put a light on your table and that's enough. So the question is, how's that person? How's that person? For B'nai Beisa. But it doesn't sound, you could say that, but it doesn't say you need B'nai Beisa. There's one answer is to say you need B'nai Beisa, but the Gemara doesn't say that. It's just maybe Al-Shachana Vadaya, let's say you live alone then you can't do it. Doesn't, I mean, you could push that in there, but the simple pshat isn't because of Nevesa, it's because of Nevesa, it's because of Nevesa, even though no one sees it. And that's enough. How does that work? It's a good question, but that's the plain pshat, unless you hold it's impossible.
It has to be different, because that's all the pshat has. Like,
that's true, because when you have... That's true, but that's because when you have the option... It's not exactly the same. I'm just saying, but bottom line is, it is, but if it's not Pearson, the mitzvah is Pearson by Hanukkah.
According to you, this should be
a no, not necessarily. I'm not trying to say. I'm just saying is the question. If you say the question is how could there possibly be Pearson if no one's if people aren't hearing it, I'm saying is unless you're willing to say Ner Chanukah exists without being Pearson, it seems like there is Pearson somehow in that case. So I'm not saying they're exactly identical. I'm just saying is maybe our preconceived idea of how Pearson what Pearson is off. But I'll explain it. I plan to explain it. I'm not really just going to say, hey, look at that. But I think that we said this once. We did this last year, 2 years ago. But the idea of Pearson, this is what we said, is Pearson means, is really like a type of remembering. Or, not remembering, but causing the memory of the thing to be perpetuated. Okay? In other words, there's an idea of remembering an event, remembering an ace. And Pearson is basically, is publicizing it, is, what's the idea of Pearson? Is you're publicizing it, it means you're perpetuating the memory of the thing to the public, through the public. Okay? That's the idea of, you know, is you want everybody to know about this thing, right? And it's a type of, you want it to be on everyone's minds. And you're doing it, not on whose minds? Not just on one guy's minds, on the public's minds. So what do we say? So he said is that takes place in the best way that takes place through the fact that you're actually putting your candle in the tzibor and everyone's seeing it. And thereby you're putting it in people's minds because they see the candle and right, through your action. So therefore thereby that goal is accomplished through your action. But another way it could be accomplished is the way the event is maintained for everyone is through everybody doing it. And so by you doing it even for yourself, you're involved in perpetuating the thing. and making it and making it known, and keeping the memory of the thing alive through you doing it. And then the next, you know, everyone's doing it, and everyone knows that they're doing it, and therefore the event is being maintained. And then the next generation. Now look, this, you can only do it. There's a better option. It's better to do it in a way that you're actually doing it at your window and everyone could see it. But even in a minimal way, you're perpetuating the memory of the thing. If the group is involved in maintaining the memory of the thing and to the public through everybody doing it. Everyone knows they're chayv to do it. Everyone knows they're doing it on their table. And even though no individual sees it, but the halacha itself is a public halacha, and everyone's doing it, and thereby the event is being perpetuated. So the event of 9/11 could be perpetuated and remembered through the fact that everyone is doing the moment of silence. But as everyone's doing it, everyone's responding to it, even if they're not doing it in some manifest public way. But the idea is that you're making it, the event is now on the minds of the public, and thereby it's perpetuated. So I say, so too here is that the pirsum is the, it's not the action of publicizing. That's so if you think of the action of publicizing, you can't, there's no action of publicizing because it's in private. But it's, the idea is realizing the goal of the public knowing about it. Okay, that's the goal. And a mice of publicizing has that as the objective. But the what I'm saying is piersim is the kiyam, means you don't need a maisa of piersim. You need the goal of piersim, which is that the public knows about it. And the public could know about it through demanding that every person in the public does it, so now the public knows about it because everyone's doing it. Now I am involved in that. I, as together with everybody else, are involved in that goal of the public knowing about it. So if you say the mitzvah is to do a maisa kriya, which is a which brings about piersim, so it does bring about piersim collectively through everyone doing it. But everyone's action brings it about. You can't define my action like that though, because my action is just kriya. I'm doing it in private. But you could say that I'm involved in bringing it about because it's really brought about through this, through everybody together, and I'm a component of that everybody. You have to go by Ner Chanukah why it doesn't always work. But it seems that takana was set up that the chachila you have to do it in the optimum way, which is the maisa has to be a maisa person, and that's the sugyan chanukah, how you have levels. How do you, how does that, what's the takana there? How does it work out? Here, that's not, it's not set up that way. That optimally it has to be done in that way. It seems. I mean, that's what Rav is saying, that you don't have to. But that's a more the I'm just trying to explain how it's possible to do it in private. By Ner Chanukah and still say this is in Gersel. Doesn't mean it's exactly identical, and how the structure, you know, what the whole construct is there is you have to do that. We did it when we did it, but I forgot that part of it, you know. But here it's fine, here it works. Now the question is, so how does this work? Why doesn't this work for the Kfarim, for the guys who read early? Right, why don't you say the same thing? That all the guys who are on the Yom HaKnisah, everyone's doing it. Right, everyone's doing it on that day, and therefore there's the effect of Pearson, and therefore we could be able to read it privately. But the Rav says openly that for Shelo Bizmano, on the days where you read early, you need to do it in a group with 10 people. You can't do it privately, so why not? Let me elaborate on what I think what Jonah's saying. You said something else also, right? But they're both good. It's similar. But the idea is that, and I think it might be a little bit dependent on the other sugya there, but it's not pshat that they set up that there's like 4 days of Mikra Megillah or 3 days of Mikra Megillah. There's really 2 days of Mikra Megillah. The day of Mikra Megillah is the 14th and the 15th. Okay, that, if you do the sugya, that's the case. Those are the Zman. Then they set up that if you are in a situation that it's hard for you to do it on that day because you come in on Monday and Thursday and blah, 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 whatever, then you have a right to read it early. Okay? But that's like a specific right that you have to be makdem to do it early. It's not pshat that there's like a group of a city, the kfar, the chiv of the kfar is on the 12th. That's not pshat. Then they would say, look, so the whole kfar is doing it. So as a group, we're all doing it, and there's a tzibur, and then you can say the whole logic. But no, the chiyu is really on the 14th. And the group, the Kali Yisrael, does it on the 14th and the 15th. But it's like you have an isolated right to read it early. And like my reading it early and your reading it early is like, is we're each independently using our right of Kedima, of reading it early, based upon our situation. It's not pshat that there's a, even if there may happen to be a lot of people, but it's like by the nature of the thing, is that it's like a being mocked in the thing. It's like, it's not really set up as its own chova and its own kriya of a group. It's the nature of the thing is, it's an individualistic thing that you're not coming into town, and there may be a lot of people, but whatever, they're still individuals. And you don't say it's not like there's a tzibur of the kfar. So there's no, it's not a day where there's Mikra Megillah on this day, that this is a day where everyone's doing it. It's not a day where everyone's doing it. The days everyone's doing it is the 14th and 15th. This is a day that people who aren't going to be able to get to do it on the day that everyone's doing it could do it now. And if there may happen to be individuals or whatever, but I'm not mitzuraf to them. Because I'm not intrinsically mitzuraf to all the people who happen to be doing it. Because there's no tzibur of there's no recognized tzibur of the 12th. The tzibur is the 14th and the 15th. I'm doing it as an individual. So if you want, so how could I bring about, we'll get to that in a second, but how do I bring about the Kiyam Pirsum now? Since the Kiyam Mitzvah is Pirsum, so the only way to do it is to do a Maisa Pirsum. So if I do it with 10 people, then the Maisa is a Maisa Pirsum. I'm doing it in public. So in other words, if I'm doing Bismano, I could do a Maisa Kriya without Pirsum, without the being public. It could be private, but it's involved in the Kiyam of Pirsum through the fact that everyone's doing it. But on a day where you don't have everyone doing it, so how do I have the effect of Pearson and being brought about through my Maisa? If I just do it alone, so then I'm just doing it alone and there's no Pearson, it's just an isolated action that has nothing to do with anybody. But if you do it with 10 people, so then the Maisa itself is a Maisa of Pearson, and then of course I have the key on Pearson. Whereas I don't have the secondary method of Pearson on Shlomo Zmano. Only Bismano I have that because it can bring in the Kiyam Pirsum via the collective group in Klal Yisrael is doing it. But when the nature of the thing of a being mocked him, it's not a group phenomenon. It's based upon the individual who needs it, has a right to do it. So now you don't have an idea everyone's doing it. There's no idea of the tzibur we're all involved in the thing. They're by their nature isolated individuals who are doing it, who are there on Monday and Thursday and they decide to do it. So there's no group. The group, on the contrary, the group is not doing it. They are individuals. A little guy here, a guy there, probably, you know, however it is. So then the piersum, the din piersum, the kiyam could only come about through actually doing it in public. If you do it with 10 people, then it's definitely is the piersum. Right, that's what he says. Shalob is manakom farming to the knisa in koronosel abasardu but inan piersum anisa because you need piersum anes. You need it because that's the kiyam of mitzvah is piersum anes. So how are you going to get it? The only way to do it is if you do a basara. But when you have it in Zmano, you don't need that method of Pirsum Anisa. Because since Akol Korimbo, Ika Pirsum Anisa. Akol Korimbo, Ika Pirsum Anisa. Says, and that's the Rashi starts, Zmano. So since it's a chov on everybody, because everyone's doing it. Ika Pirsum Anisa. But again, there's no everybody on the Yom HaKnisa. It's not, the nature of the thing is not an everybody thing. It's isolated instances of the thing. It's like, I guess you're saying like a test day. It's like a test day is on Saturday, and then some Jews decide to do it on Sunday as like a delay. It's not like there's a new test day on Sunday. It's not a part, they let this guy do it, they let that guy do it. It may happen to be there are a lot of guys, but it's not a new collective group. It's still individuals. There may be a lot of individuals, but it's not a group. The idea of the tzibor, Pearson, is that the tzibor is doing it. There's no tzibor. My point is, it's not zmana. As if it were that, well, I'm not saying it's impossible to formulate it, that it's different groups. But then it should be all zmana. Say there's zman for the kfarim is yidgimel. There's zman for the, there's a lot of zmans. But then don't call lo bizmano. The idea of lo bizmano means the zman is the 14th and the chayef to do on the 14th. It's just they have a right to be makdim because of the tzorah. They set it up with their mekel, with the kula on the Anshei Kfarim, that they have a right to do it in the Yom HaKnisa when they come in. Well, it's the people who are in the Kfarim, but if it's the nature of the thing is it's not, it's the people who are coming in. For instance, if you're not coming in the Yom HaKnisa, you can't just do it then. Like it's not, it's because it's the tully in the particular of the situation that you partake of the thing. It's not saying that's their day.
But anyone in the Kfarim that wants to do it on the day can do it earlier.
I don't think that's true.
Really?
Let's see if we can make it a little better, and let's try to take up a Rasi tonight. Okay? I'll try to find